What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Thursday. What day is it? July 31st. We are almost to August. It is so hard to believe the summer has just flown by. Just ready to get at it today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, nothing too exciting. I always feel like I'm having these, I call them blah days. You know, nothing great, nothing bad. I will mention with you ladies, remember yesterday we were talking Mercury retrograde?
Yeah.
Is this a moment? Is this Mercury retrograde? Tell me why yesterday my calendar in my on my iPhone, I'll put down, you know, like on each date what my to-dos are. And I'll always have like a, you know, they don't expire. I always have them going on until the actual date. And everything disappeared. The to-dos, everything, because I have everything like planned out from time, what I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, etc. And it disappeared. And I checked the sync, you know, the sync options.
Okay.
In my phone, and everything is looks correct. And I just can't figure that out. Is that Mercury retrograde?
That sounds like it to me. What about you, Steph? I mean, it's all technical stuff.
Yep, 1,000%. I would put that on Mercury retrograde, that something happened between the time of you putting it in and for some reason it disappeared. Mercury was like, ha-ha, not today.
We go backwards. And so, yeah, I'm sure there's an easy fix. Did one of your calendars like get unchecked or something like that?
I'll go through it again. I thought I did, but hey, now I'm a believer. Not that I wasn't a believer to begin with, but now I'm even more of a believer.
Well, you've said like you need to see things to believe them, you know, and then I think a lot of people feel that way. And so you're seeing them now. Do you believe them?
I think I do. How about you? How was your day?
It was a good day yesterday. I got out of here. My daughter, she was getting ready for volleyball season, and she had an injury from April when she was playing during the club season that she just kind of dismissed and just said, it'll get better. And when she started back up for the school season, she it aggravated it. So I was like, we're going to get you into the orthopedist and figure out what's going on. And he said that she has a muscle contusion and she's going to have to go through 6 weeks of physical therapy. So she's not going to be able to kick off the school season. So she's kind of bummed about that. But at the same time, she's glad to know that, like, it's not all in her mind. There is actually something going on. So we took her to that. I took her over to the physical therapy place so we could kind of get on their books. And then we were out, and they the doctor told her, like, hey, you should get this kind of knee brace if there's any kind of aggravation. So we ran over to Target. And while we were there, she's like, hey, since we're here, can we just do my back to school shopping? And I'm like, oh, it's July. And so we ended up buying like all her stuff for back to school. And it was just tripping me out. I couldn't believe. And there were so many people there doing the exact same thing.
Sure. I mean, what? That's what, a couple weeks away from back to school?
August 11th is the first day for Clark County schools. So, yeah, it just kind of threw me off a little bit. I was not expecting to go back to school shopping yesterday.
You had a busy day. Muscle contusion. Back to school. Wow. What time do you get
home?
That's
only two things.
But yeah, I know. but I feel like going to all these places takes time. What time do you normally get home after things like this?
Well, her appointment was at 3:30. So yeah, we got home. We picked up some dinner on the way home. And then, you know, just hung out, watched a little Big Brother last night. So okay. Yeah, it was a busy day. It was a good day. And we are ready to get to it this morning. If you want to go to Disneyland, make sure you're listening. 7:30. We've got your tickets, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes to the Disneyland Resort. And a lot of you parents have been calling about these Danny Go Live tickets coming up. Early edition of Heads Up just after 6 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear 100% Pure Love by Crystal Waters? Do you want to hear Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin? Upside inside out, she's living La Vida Loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living La Vida Loca. Or do you want to hear Clocks by Coldplay? Clocks, so there we go.
There we go.
Those are your choices. What do you want to hear? Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. The biggest artists live here. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Sometimes you get influenced, and the best influencers, I feel like, are celebrities. They tell you about a product, and usually that product sells out in minutes. And sometimes they even produce their own product, and you're like, I am all in. I trust this person. I'm ready to buy it. And Steph, you did that, and now you're severely disappointed. What happened?
So I have been so hyped for seeing Beyonce and her Cowboy Carter tour come to town. And yes, the concert was incredible. Yes, the performance was amazing. But there is something that actually Ramon bought me that Beyonce endorses. It's her Sir Davis whiskey. And if you've noticed that sometimes in her concerts, there she sits down on this chair, and there's a robot arm that comes up, and it grabs her Sir Davis whiskey, and it actually pours a drink for her during her show. And she hypes this thing up, and all of my friends in the Beehive, they're like, oh my God, I got my Sir Davis whiskey. And I'm like, I cannot wait to try mine. Ramon bought me it a couple months ago, and I was waiting to try it right before the show.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. The shots are poured. James has his Sir Davis shot. I have my Sir Davis shot. I'm recording my reaction to send it to Ramon. And then I take my first sip, and it was so gross.
Really?
Yes.
What was wrong with it?
So I used to be such a whiskey lover, too. Like, I loved Jameson. I loved, like, just, like, the basic whiskey. So, like, oh, I think I'll like Sir Davis. But when I tried it, it was just, like, very bitter and, like, bland. And I guess it's made out of rye. Uh-huh. It wasn't for me. And I feel so bad because Ramon got it for me as a birthday gift, and I don't even want it anymore.
Oh, that is the worst. I mean, I know how you were so looking forward to trying that. And to be disappointed, especially by your girl Beyonce.
Exactly. And now I'm like, well, what am I going to do with this? Basically, it looks like it wasn't even open. It's just sitting in my freezer. So if anyone wants any of my Sir Davis whiskey, please let me know if you want some.
Is it possible that you just need to develop a taste for it? Is that a possibility? Because I don't like whiskey at all. And no matter how hard I try, I'm convinced I just don't have a taste for it. Yeah. But maybe you need to develop that.
You know what? Our old coworker is a huge whiskey lover. And he needs to, I think, show me how to prepare it better, because I don't even think you take whiskey shots. I think you have to have it on ice just and prepared.
It. Yeah.
So
maybe try it this weekend. You know, maybe give it another shot. No pun intended. But maybe give it another shot. Try this weekend, and maybe just like Mercedes was saying, maybe you'll grow accustomed to it. Again, I don't know. I don't drink. But that's just my two cents.
Yeah, but it's like I felt so let down by Beyonce. Like I tried this celebrity product, the girl I love the most, and then she just let me down.
Is there a celebrity product that you have tried and were really, really bummed out because it wasn't what you thought it would be?
Nick Cannon. Do you guys remember his Incredible headphones? He has a line of headphones called Incredible. Not so incredible.
No.
Nick Cannon, I love you, but they're just big and clunky. They look really cool. Don't get me wrong. The headphones are like almost like very pointy shaped. You know, regular headphones are very circular, but they look optically very cool. But the quality, oh, I hate to say it, but you know, I mean, I think it depends what you're used to, right? I have a pair of like Behringers, so when you compare like audio quality, it might be cool for like, you know, if you're just gonna bump something, maybe when you're
at the gym or something.
Yeah, but even then, I could tell. So if anyone would like a pair of Incredible headphones, I will give them to you because I'm a nice guy.
Well, I mean, now we have a full-on garage sale going on here. There's I mean, what is your celeb thing that you want to get rid of because it wasn't good? I tried that now, and I'm not a big drinker at all, but I remember I was at an event and they were serving that Kendall Jenner tequila, that 818. Mm-hmm. Oh, yay.
Yeah.
It tasted like regret. Ooh. And peer pressure. I took one sip and I immediately blamed myself for being influenced. It was really bad.
I'm glad you told me because I've been meaning to try that. But based off your expressions, I'm good.
I think, you know, these celebs, you're good at what you do. I don't know if alcohol is it. That might not be your thing, but who knows? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello and good morning! Welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It is Thursday, July 31st. Welcome to the show. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Good. Very good. Just feeling, man, ready for the weekend. I thought today was Friday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we're almost there. Yesterday, I was telling you guys, my daughter and I did some back to school shopping. And let me just say, it feels deeply wrong to do it in July. Like, we should still be eating popsicles and pretending that August doesn't exist. So I was thoroughly confused by all of that. But we're at Target and there's a bunch of people in the back to school section. And she's going for the pens and grabbing this. And then we get to the folders. And she's thinking of her classes. She's like, okay, so I have, you know, AP pre-calculus and I've got, you know, physics. And she's like saying this out loud. And as she's saying a subject, she's grabbing the folder like in her mind. And she starts color coding them like she's running NASA or something, you know? So she goes red for calculus, blue English, yellow history, green science, and I'm a color coder too. And I did the same thing when I was in school with my folders. But we got into a full-on debate because when she said red for math, I started having anxiety. And I'm like, no, math is blue. And she's like, no, math is red. I'm like, no, English is red. What? And she's like, no, English is blue. We were fighting over how you color code math and English. We were totally on the same page for history. You know, yellow is history. Yes, we're totally fine with that. Green, science, absolutely. Oh my gosh, we were debating red and blue folders in the middle of Target yesterday.
Okay, please break this down. This is a lot for me. With the colors, why? Like, why red, why blue for that certain subject?
It's just, there are colors that I associate with the subjects. You never color-coded your folders?
Well, I had one big folder, and I put it in. Do you remember Trapper Keeper?
Yeah.
I just put everything into my Trapper Keeper.
But didn't you have individual folders within your Trapper Keeper?
Yeah, no, I did, but I didn't color code anything. I honestly didn't even use, I'm thinking back in the day, you know those inserts? I think it came with inserts, I believe.
Okay.
But honestly, Mercedes, not much has changed, I'll be honest with you. I just kind of cram it all in.
Okay, so maybe this is just like something that I am way too anal retentive about, but does anyone color code their stuff? And when you were in school, or if you are in school, what color is red and what color is blue, or what subject? Steph, did you color code stuff like this?
I did, and I cannot believe you guys think that history is yellow.
Wait, what? Stop throwing curveballs at me. What the heck?
Math is yellow.
No!
History is red.
Why?
And English is blue. And I tell you why. Because I had a big arithmetic textbook that was yellow when I was in elementary school. And I associate yellow with math. Now, I think history is red because I think of like the wars and the blood, and I think red and blood and history. That's why I associate red with history.
Oh my gosh.
And English is blue because I think blue is like, I don't know why. I think of my English class, and when I walked in, my English teacher, her favorite color was blue. And that's why I associate English with blue.
Okay.
Final story. End it there. No other debates.
No. I am so thoroughly confused right now. You just threw a huge wrench into all of this.
I'm just saying. But you said, what did you say history was? Yellow?
Yellow.
No. Why do you think history is yellow?
History is just like, you know, it just, it like in the game Trivial Pursuit, history was the yellow color. And so I guess I associate that with that. And so what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Brandon just texted, said, Mercedes, I'm with your daughter. Think of love poems and red roses, which would make red. And think of ocean and marine biology, and that would be science for blue.
No.
Science is green. Yes. It's like plants and biology and life and stuff like that.
I am
so confused.
Let me add something to the mix. What about this? Now I'm just thinking back. If I was to do it all over again, I would think the worst subject I'm in, or the worst subject that I'm, like the subject I'm not doing so well in, I would make that the red folder because that would be high alert. You need to really improve on this.
What subject would it be for you?
Oh, that'd be math all day. Mm-hmm. Math. Anything science related. Oh, yeah. So I'd have a lot of reds.
Then you're on my side. Red for math. Yeah. That is how it goes. Red for math. Blue for English. Yellow for history. Green for science.
I don't know, guys. I might have to disagree with you guys, but you guys get your folders and I'll go get mine.
We're getting so... This is so funny. The things that people are passionate about. Dawn's like, I always said red for English. Oh, but blue math. History is red. English, yellow, science. Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
This is going to be driving me crazy all day long. Well, just so you know, she threw a purple in there. That was for psychology.
Okay, that makes sense. Purple psychology. She has a psychology class in high school?
Yeah. She's very excited. It's an AP psychology class. I didn't even know they offered it. Show you how far I got. All right, let's do this. We've got a lot coming up this morning. Disneyland tickets on the way, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. In just a few minutes, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Danny Go Live at Lee's Family Forum. If you've got little ones, you know this is going to be such a fun show for them. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. She used to pretend it never happened, but now Miley Cyrus is finally ready to talk about the show that made her a star, and she might have something up her sleeve for its 20th anniversary. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. She says that she wants to do something really, really special for the 20th anniversary. Hannah Montana. It's so hard to believe that Hannah Montana is turning 20. She called the show the beginning of everything that led to the version of herself that we see today. And so there's no real details yet on how she'll celebrate, but she made one thing clear. She still has zero interest in going on tour.
You know, when Beyonce calls you iconic, you know that's an actual feat. And yeah, I'm just really interested. What do you think this celebration is going to look like? What do you think it's going to sound like? I feel like don't know. I feel like you would definitely know more than me. I loved all their music, but I'm just curious.
I don't know. I was going to think a tour, but she just said she's not interested in going on a tour. So I don't know if that's maybe a television special, something like that. Fans are still really connected to the character. And Miley, she seems to be leaning into that nostalgia now, finally, because that's a huge shift. Back in 2016, it was the 10-year anniversary, and she was saying that Hannah had been chopped up into tiny little pieces and buried in her backyard, and she was just wanted to get away from it. But now it seems like she's doing a little bit of a 180, and she's embracing it and giving Hannah her flowers finally, which I think she deserves. I mean, one of my favorite lines that I still quote to this day from Hannah Montana. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. that is iconic, and it has changed a lot of lives, I'm telling you.
It is definitely true, very timeless. I'm thinking, just like you said, I think a special definitely would be perfect. And bring her dad, obviously, back in, because I know he was part of the show. That was her, you know, he played her dad.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's hopefully in the works. We'll get you more information as it comes, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. We have an early edition of Heads Up for you this morning at 702-364-9400, and we've got four tickets for you to check out Danny Go Live at Lee's Family Forum August 9th. Danny Go, it's a live action educational children's show filled with music, movement, and silliness, and it is coming to town. If you haven't seen it, the kids love it. It's on YouTube. And it's a lot of fun. So caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You pick your category and you get six answers in 60 seconds and you win. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's do this. May, good morning. You're caller 20. Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let's do this. We've got a four-pack of tickets for you to check out Danny Go Live at Lee's Family Forum. Let's pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Dial Up or Watermelon Sugar High?
Ooh. Let's do Dial Up.
Dial Up it is. World Wide Web Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with the internet, okay?
Okay.
If you know about Danny Go Live, that's on the internet. So you should be just fine on this one. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready to do this, May?
I hope so.
Okay.
All right, May, 60 seconds. Your Heads Up starts now.
All right. This is what you need in order to get on the internet. You need a good what?
Computer.
Connection. What kind of connection do you need?
Internet? Wi-Fi?
Yes, Wi-Fi. This is, if I send you one of these, it's, you know, May at Gmail.
Email address.
Yes. This is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Social media?
Yes. This is Safari, Chrome.
Internet browser.
Yes, browser. This is a trending topic, I might put this sign in front of
hashtag?
The word. Yes. This is if you're watching like Netflix, this is the type of show you're watching. You're what?
Streaming?
Yes, streaming is right. You got it. May?
Yay!
Oh my gosh, that was no problem for you at all. Congratulations. You just got those
my
tickets.
Kids will love this.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Do they love Danny Go?
They're total Vegas kids, and it's their intro to EDM, I think.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's how the kids get started into EDM. These are your future kids going to EDC. It starts with Danny Go. I love it, Mate. Congratulations. Four tickets to check out the show at Lee's Family Forum on August 9th. You guys are going to have a great time, and we're going to get you more chances to win these tickets tomorrow morning, right around 6:20 with Heads Up, and at 7:30, Mega Minute, we've got your Disneyland tickets. So much on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Did you guys ever have like that friend when you were growing up that you knew that they were rich, like their parents were well off, or there was like a telltale sign? I think we all kind of had those little signals. And the other day I was picking up my daughter from her friend's house, and she gets in the car with this serious look on her face, and she goes, "Mom, I think they're rich."
I love that.
Like, the way she said it was just, like, so, like, secretive, and I'm like, why are we whispering? I go, okay, what made you say that? And she goes, their dog has their own bedroom.
What?
With wallpaper, a lamp, and a diffuser.
Stop.
A diffuser? What?
This dog had its own bedroom in their house. Like, it was it wasn't like an office that the dog kind of took over. It was literally this dog's bedroom with a little, and it's not just like a little doggy bed that you get at PetSmart. It was like a bed.
Sure.
This is what she took pictures. I should get them so I can show you.
Like, it has a bed frame, like, and there's a mattress.
It's still on the floor, but there's like a headboard on it. It's the craziest thing. And I had to stop the car. I was like, wait, are we talking about human bedroom, or is this like a, you know, barkitecture Pinterest board that has come to life? And she's like, no, it's a real bedroom. It was like crazy. Nothing humbles you faster than realizing that a dog out there is living better than you did in college. I was like, wow, that is definitely a sign that someone is well off when they have a bedroom for their dog. Does anyone have that telltale sign that in your mind you're like, oh, they're rich? 702-364-9400.
I will never forget. Originally, I'm from Falls Church, Virginia, and there's an area, a really well-to-do area, Lake Barcroft, right? And high school friend of mine, his name is Tom Nixon. I'll never forget. The sign was, come over to his house. He's got a boat.
A boat.
A boat. You know, if you got a boat, that is something that is unnecessary. That's when you have extra money and it's on the lake. So obviously the boat, I mean, look, I kind of knew it because the home is adjacent to a lake. Then he's got the boat. Then he's got the see-through glass on the roof. What do you call it? I mean, I'm not... Excuse my language. I don't know the correct terminology, but he's got the see-through glass on the roof. The architecture is amazing. And this is back in the day.
Like a sunlight? Is that what you're talking about? Like in the roof of the house or the roof of the boat?
No. The roof of the house, but it was everywhere. So what do you just call it? Multiple?
Like a sunlight? I don't know. But yeah, it sounds like it's fancy.
Fancy schmancy. The boat was the dead giveaway, for sure.
What is the thing that immediately screamed wealth to you when you would go to a friend's house? 702-364-9400. Olivia, how did you know that your friend was rich?
So I grew up in San Diego, where the housing prices are hit and miss, but I was in a single-story home, and so whenever I went to my friends who had two floors at least, I would feel like they were the super wealthiest people in the world.
Yeah, a two-story house in San Diego? That's got to be really expensive. Steph, you grew up there. I mean, does that scream wealthy to you?
Heck yeah. Whenever I went to a friend's house, all my friends had two-story homes except me. I'm like, wait. But one thing that relates to San Diego is when I knew my friend was rich is every single summer, her and her family went to Comic-Con. And Comic-Con is no joke. It is expensive to get tickets. And even one year, they invited me. I'm like, wait, well, I'm like, oh.
You're in, Steph, you're cool.
Well, no, not just that, but I'm like, I can't afford this. Like, my parents were not going to let me go. They're like, no, we'll pay for you, and we'll pay for your food, too.
What?
I'm like, I love my friend Desiree. I'm going to hang out with her every single summer.
That is really, like, when you know that the parents have additional income to take you. Like, my daughter's friend's parents invited her to go to Disneyland with them, and they took care of everything.
Wow.
They let her stay in the hotel with her. They bought her ticket. And I'm like, let me contribute. Like, please. And they're like, no, it's on us. We really like her. And our daughter loves her. And I'm just like, oh gosh, because I'll be honest, I don't know that I would be able to do the opposite for them. I'm like, do you guys want to go over to play some mini golf? I'll take care of it. You know, we're totally fine with it. We're getting some text here. It says, this one says, if you have two refrigerators, you're rich. Double points if the garage refrigerator is stainless steel. I wouldn't say we're rich. We do have two refrigerators, but only because the one in the garage. It's a drink one. And that was from our old house that we just brought with us to our new house. So it's not like we're like, let's get another refrigerator for our drinks outside.
What about those TVs? Like when you would come into your friends' homes and they were the TVs that had the big flat screen with the big back at the on the TVs.
Plasmas?
Are they the plasmas?
Back in the day. Right?
I mean, when I saw those TVs, I was like, oh, my friend is rich.
How about this? When you have, speaking on the TV tip, I once came across a home, friend of mine, that has TVs. Now, they weren't all big, but TVs in every single room. The kitchen, every single bathroom, wow, every single bedroom. I'm talking about rooms that they don't even occupy. You're rich. I want your TVs.
All I want in my next life is to live in a dog bedroom, and I don't even have to be a dog to do it. That's amazing.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Football is back, kind of. The preseason officially kicks off tonight with the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Detroit Lions are going to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And while none of your fantasy starters are going to be playing, you can still pretend that this means something, you know?
Yep.
It's just we're getting a little taste of NFL. Both teams made the playoffs last season, so this is their official warm-up to, you know, jog around, not get injured. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock our time on NBC and Peacock, but coverage starts at 4 o'clock. If you can't wait to hear someone say, "We're back, baby." This is all leading up to Saturday's Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, and Antonio Gates will be enshrined forever. No word yet on whether Taylor Swift will attend, because you know that's the question we all have on our minds.
You got to be really excited, right? I know you're a big football fan, right?
I am. I'm so excited. I love football, Steph. I know you are a huge football. I don't really care about these two teams, but just, you know, that giving me an indication that fantasy is starting. We're getting all of our, like, tomorrow is our cutoff deadline for our fantasy league on whether or not you're going to be in it or not. Are you in? Are you out? Have you paid your money? And it's just making me excited for fantasy.
How far did you get in fantasy last season?
I think I ended up finishing like fourth or fifth.
Oh, okay.
It was okay. My husband won the league
he
last
did.
Year.
What yeah. did he win?
He got, what is our top prize? $400? $300?
Oh, wow.
$400? Okay, yeah. Okay. So
I didn't even know this. You're doing this for money.
Oh, yeah. You have to. It's a $50 buy-in for
didn't
our
know.
League. Yeah.
$50.
Yeah.
And you can win. You said $400?
Yeah. It's first, second, and third place all get money. And then whoever had the most overall points during the entire season, they also get money.
What are the chances of winning top three? Like, what if you're just to take
well,
guess.
There's 12 people, so that would be
okay. Hold on,
you know,
12. So I'd make like 30%, something
one
like
one in four, you know, three,
yeah, okay, 25%.
Yeah, so,
okay.
So it's a fun thing. I love fantasy. I know, you know, my favorite part is trying to come up with a good name every season for my team. So
I love the fantasy names people come up with. I'm like, how did you think of that? But then I also watch people like put their teams together and every week, and it just seems so stressful.
It is.
Like, I don't think I have any desire to do fantasy.
Yeah, if you're you, the thing I love and hate about it is you don't just watch your own team. You
yes.
watch all the teams now just because you have certain players on certain teams and you want to see if they do good. So I used to only watch the Bronco games. Now I watch all the games because I need to know like who's doing what,
right.
you know? Also this morning, the Celsius energy drink recall is a whole thing. And not because it made anyone sick, but because the cans were secretly filled with booze, you guys. A packaging mix-up sent Celsius cans to the High Noon plant. And now some people are out there thinking they're getting their electrolytes and they're actually pre-gaming without even realizing
stop,
it.
Stop.
Yeah, the mix-up only affected Blue Raz Celsius with a silver top.
Okay.
So if you're a Celsius fan, you probably know what that means. If your can has the black top, I guess you're safe. But if it's silver and you feel extra relaxed after a workout, maybe don't drive, okay? High Noon has a 4.5% alcohol by volume. And while no one has gotten hurt, the FDA is recalling the product. You can find out more online, but honestly, this sounds like the kind of chaos that Celsius drinkers thrive on, you know?
Apparently. You all know Logan Paul, right?
Yeah.
I believe isn't he the CEO? He's the one that developed this drink? I could have sworn he did.
I don't know.
He's definitely affiliated with Celsius.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I've never had the drink. Have y'all had it? Never?
No, I haven't.
I drink Celsius all the time.
Wait, which one? Which ones?
All of them. Every flavor. Well, the Costco pack I have. So I have like the strawberry kiwi, the orange, the berry. There's another flavor. But actually, you know, I've weaned off of Celsius a little bit, but James will drink it before he has his workout. So I'm wondering if he's doing like these lifts and stuff. And he's like, damn, baby, I feel good. It's because he got a High Noon and not a Celsius.
Logan Paul is prime. Not Celsius.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But that speaks to, I can't tell the difference between all these. Can you really tell the difference?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, I don't like Prime personally. I've tried it and I'm not a fan. Celsius, I am a fan of because I do feel like this energy drink tastes good. It's carbonated and I like the immediate energy I get right after it. For some of these drinks like Red Bull and Monster, I don't feel the energy, but with Celsius, I do. So is it because of the High Noon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're feeling that go out and party energy.
Yeah,
let's
baby.
Go. Finally, this morning, a new poll has ranked the most hated foods in America, and anchovies took the top spot, which I just feel like that feels right, you know?
It does.
Anchovies are, more than half of us said nope to the salty little sea jerky. Liver came in hot at number two, followed by sardines, tofu, squid, and caviar. Basically anything you would see on some sort of like bougie small plate menu, you know, or maybe, do you remember the show Fear Factor?
Yes.
Stuff
yes,
that
yes.
they would eat. These sounds like those things. What are the things that you like hate, absolutely hate when it comes to food?
Beets.
Beets.
Oh my God, I cannot stand it. Just the way it looks is a turnoff for me. And then the way it tastes is slimy. I just don't like it. Maybe... Yeah, I just don't like it. And also, mac salad.
Oh, I love mac salad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about potato mac salad?
Oh, well, I don't like mac salad, so I'm not going to have it. I like a potato salad.
Yeah.
But let's not get too complicated here. A potato mac salad, let's separate things. Oh, yeah, I like things separate or maybe just one mix. Potato salad, just mac salad for me, it just doesn't do it.
What about you, Steph?
Yeah. Oysters. Oh, I can't stand oysters.
I am with you. They were number seven on the list.
Yeah. Like, even when I try putting Tabasco and lemon on it, it's just like, it's a texture. I feel like I'm eating the ocean. It's just disgusting. I can't do
I don't know, like, what the point is of them. Like, they don't really taste great. And it's like, I know they're supposed to be an aphrodisiac or whatever.
Oh, it is.
Might change your tune.
Some of the other things on the list, blue cheese, sushi was on the list at number 10. But beets, like you said, kale and olives all got an honorable mention on the hate parade. So there you go.
What about tomatoes?
Oh, no tomatoes on there. That would be my number one. Raw tomatoes, goodbye. I would rather have a dozen oysters than take one bite of a raw tomato. 100%.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Good morning, Juan. You are caller 20.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Awesome. Doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing very well. Thanks for asking. Let's do this, Juan. We want to get you an $825 diamond pendant from Michael Levin and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to beat me. Guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you've got this. Good luck. I'm going to head out into the hall. And, dude, just call me when you guys are ready for me.
All right, bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. Juan, I feel good about this. You seem very serious, very stern. You seem ready. I'm going to break down the rules. Going to play 20 seconds of a song. And you got that amount of time to guess what it is. When you think or when you know you got the song, title and artist, just say got it. Just be loud so we can, you know, everyone can hear you. Just say got it. You have 5 seconds to guess what that song is. Does that make sense? You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here we go. Song starts now.
Stop.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Hang on real quick. What do you think it is?
It's Seal.
It said Seal. And you got 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Seal.
I can't think of the name.
It's okay.
Oh, all darn right. It.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? You never know. Mercedes, it's been...
Mercedes is coming
you know,
in.
She's a little tired. She might get it wrong. You never know. Who knows? All right. So you are headed to work, right?
Yeah, heading to work.
Awesome, man. Cool. Okay, Mercedes is back. Mercedes.
Yes.
Feeling good, yeah?
I am ready to go. Let's right. do it. That was fast, so I'm a little nervous.
It was fast. It was fast. And the song starts now. Whoop.
Got it.
Jeez. You're so fast.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal. You are correct. And that's at 1.19 seconds. But okay. Check it out. Juan got 2.68 seconds. He just said Seal, so he missed the artist.
Oh.
So that means... He did not get it.
No, he did not get it. Oh, that means I won again.
That's
Juan,
right.
I'm so sorry. Oh, what can I say? I guess we played Seal one too many times on the station back in the day. So that means another day, another increase in this beautiful diamond pendant for you from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Tomorrow morning, it'll be worth $850. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Listen, I am not a cheap person. Yes, I love a good coupon code, but I always overtip, always. Like, I'm the person who tips 25% on a latte just because I made eye contact with the barista and I felt emotionally connected. So that's why this little moment that I had at the drive-thru yesterday has me spiraling and I am questioning everything. Am I a cheap person? So yesterday we had finished doing some back to school shopping and I texted my husband. I'm like, do you want me to pick up something quick for dinner tonight? And he's like, yes, please. You know, so I'm not going to say where we went, but it's like a faster food type of place. Okay.
Okay.
So we go through the drive-thru at the faster food place and the total was $44.09. Okay.
Okay.
I was gonna just give her my credit card. And then I was like, wait, I never have cash. I have cash. My husband gave me $60 the other day. I have cash. And I had used one of the 20s. So I literally had $45. I'm like, this is perfect. $44.09, $45. I proudly handed her that cash. I was like, here you go. And she looks at it and she puts it in the machine and she goes, do you want your cents? And I'm like, cents? Do I want, why? She didn't ask, do you want your change? She asked, do you want your cents? And and I'm like, yeah, it's 91 cents. Like, that's almost a whole dollar. We're not talking like loose change under the seat here, you know? That's vending machine money. I go, yeah, it's 91 cents. Yes, please. And she goes, oh, yes, 91 cents. Like, I had just given her the right answer to a quiz or something. Like, and she handed me my change and I drove away. And now I looked at my daughter. I'm like, was I supposed to not take my 91 cents? And she's like, no, that's almost a dollar. I'm like, okay, right? But now I'm wondering, was that chump change? Should I just have told her to keep the change? If it was like 4 cents, yeah, hang on to it. I don't care. Leave the pennies for people who may need them. 91 cents is a lot of money. Or am I just being cheap? 702-364-9400.
Okay, let's back up here. What kind of, what was her facial expressions when she said cents?
Kind of lost. She, not judgy at all. Uh-huh. Younger girl, I think low-key she was trying to do the math in her head, and she was hoping I wouldn't ask for the cents.
Okay.
And that she didn't have to, like, go digging through. And then when I go, yeah, it's 91 cents, yes. And then she goes, yes, 91 cents. And then she started digging for it. So I think I helped her do the math. I'm not sure.
Okay. Sometimes you'll get that look from people, and, you know, it's kind of like, really? You really want that? You really want your change back? Like, they kind of expected you to just not even mention it or just keep it. But I don't think you're cheap at all. In this circumstance, definitely not. I would have, you know me, I'm going to collect all, was it 91 cents?
Yes.
I'm going to collect all 91 cents. I'm going to collect my 50 cents. I'm going to collect my 25 cents. If it's 5 cents or lower, we're talking. Now, here's the thing. It's drive-thru. I think it depends on the situation. If it's drive-thru, not so much. I love my drive-thru. Shout out to my drive-thru people, but it's a little bit different. You know, when you're getting served, these are different circumstances. But yeah, no.
At what point does change become worth keeping versus giving? Is there a dollar threshold here that I'm missing out on? I need to know where that line is, because I honestly felt weird all night long. Like, should I just let her keep the 91 cents? Like, is that going to make or break me? Probably not. But if that's a dollar item menu, that's a 91% tip on a dollar item menu. That's a lot of money.
I agree.
Steph is staring at me.
What, Steph?
I'm like, you guys, I'm listening to you guys. It is 91 cents. Are you guys really going to be counting your coins and your pennies when you're going to restaurants?
Yes.
I don't do that. I usually use cards, so that's on me. But like, when I have cash and if there's change, I'm not going to get the change. I'm not going to use it. It's going to end up in my car somewhere. I'm going to end up finding it. I don't have a pocket coin bag. So I think the point is, like, just give them the change. And if it's like a dollar or more, I would get it. But it's 91 cents.
People, it's almost a dollar.
Nope. Let it go.
Hold on. Do you understand that things add up?
Of course.
There's nothing wrong with your thought process. I love it. But when, like, this situation, 91 cents. Then the next one, it's just 63 cents. Oh, the next one, it's $1.03. You add that up. I mean, I've added the change. I've paid for an entire tank of gas before.
With 91 cents?
No, not 91 cents. With all these circumstances added up, I paid low-key 20, think it takes, we got a hybrid. I've saved $28.19 before in change. That's a fact. And that's based off saving.
Let's talk to David. David, good morning. What's that dollar threshold where you become cheap or you are actually just being smart? Was I being cheap in this situation?
No, I don't think you're being cheap at all. I think that for 10 seconds worth of her dealing with you is worth 5 cents, maybe.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like she was trying to do the math and she didn't know the math. That was the thing that was actually concerning me a little bit. Someone just texted, if you had paid with a card, would you have tipped? If so, then absolutely you should have given her the 91 cents. This isn't a place where you really tip. It's, you know, a drive-thru. Like, you know, and there's... I paid with a credit card there before, and there's no option to tip. They just, like, you tap it, and you go, yes?
Yep, yep. Let me add in a caveat. Now, what if she would have been conversational with you? If she would ask you how your day was, and you had a little bit of banter. Oh, well, you know, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you really enjoy the food, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Would that have changed your thought process in letting them keep the 91 cents?
No. I mean, she was nice. She was nice. Like, she was very nice. It was just a weird situation. Some of the texts we're getting here. This one says, I always take back all my change, no matter how much it is. And then I put it in my little change area in my car. And then when I need it,
yes,
I always have change because I take my change back.
I hate change. No.
This one says, it's still my money. So yes, give it to me. LMAO. I'm a cashier and I'm 100% okay with giving you your money. We already work for the bare minimum, so it's justifiable to want the change back. Someone says, damn, Steph, you are rich. I'd want the change back too.
Girl, I'm rich. I'll tell you right now. I just don't use cash. And I don't use change.
It was just a very awkward just altercation, and I can't stop thinking about it.
I can see Mercedes walking away with her pockets all heavy because of the 91 cents. I'm like, yep, that's why I don't carry change. It is just such an, I hate it.
Put it in your car. Leave it in your
change
holder.
That's the thing. I'm not going to remember that it's in there. I just don't like using coins.
Under 50 cents, I let it go. Over 50, I want receipts and I want interest.
I'm going to bring a piggy bank in here. We're going to have a Mercedes in the morning piggy bank, and I'm going to put all my coins in there.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. And time to play the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets right now to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and not only that, you, if you win, will be entered into the grand prize drawing, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Caller 20 right now, you just have to conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You do that all in that time, and you have to answer them correctly, obviously. But if you do that in 60 seconds, you are going to Disneyland. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Christy, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo. Woo! Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm so nervous right now, but I'm so excited.
Oh, you got this. It's the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions, Christy. If you answer all of those questions correctly, in that span of time, you're going to Disneyland. We have 4 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for you. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
If it makes you feel any better, we had a winner this week. So, you know, it can be done. You got this. I think we're going to have another winner today. I'm predicting it right now. Let's do this, Christy.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Christy, here we go. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
In what California city is Disneyland located in?
Anaheim.
Yes. In Mary Poppins, what item does she carry that helps her fly?
Her umbrella.
Yes. Which girl group made a surprise performance at the end of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour?
Destiny's Child.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your zodiac sign?
Leo.
Yes. Who is the villain in Alice in Wonderland who says, off with her head?
Queen of Hearts.
Yes, the Disneyland ride, the Ride of the Rise of the Resistance, is based off of what movie, France?
Star Wars.
Yes, in what kind of restaurant would you expect to see an onion volcano?
Pass.
What superhero famously wears an S across his chest?
Superman.
Yes, what U.S. state is directly south of Utah?
Colorado.
No, what letter is
Arizona.
Yes, that is correct. What is the first letter in the Greek alphabet?
Alpha?
Yes. In what kind of restaurant would you expect to see an onion volcano?
Chili's?
No.
Applebee's?
No. What kind of restaurant?
American?
Oh! Almost.
Oh, Christy. I want to cry. Like, we would have accepted Japanese or hibachi restaurant. Oh. You know, those little onion volcanoes, and then they do the egg trick, and they flip the shrimp, and oh, no. I'm so sorry, Christy. You even had time to go back, and it was just, that was a tough one. It was a tough one. I breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I want to cry right now, Christy.
She did a good job, though.
Really, really, really want you to hang up and call back and try to win these tickets, because Caller 20, you're going to get them right now. Caller 20, going to Disneyland, a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just call us up right now, 702-364-9400.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I was thinking this, there's no possible way this is true, but after our last conversation, now I realize there is something to it. A new study says Americans spend nearly 4 hours a day thinking about money. Here's me and my 91 cents. This has been bugging me for the last 24 hours. That is more time than we spend cooking and working out combined, which honestly, it checks out. The top stressors that we have are bills, rising prices, housing costs, debt, and retirement. And it's not just a passing thought. Over a third of us are losing sleep over money. And it's just one of those things where people are checking their credit card statements and investments multiple times a day.
This is very comforting because I am definitely that guy. 4 hours, I mean, I'm probably spending six, and I'm doing exactly
a
what
day?
A day, and here's why. I'm very worried. I get it from my mom, Mercedes. She's very, like, risk-averse and very financially anxious is the word. She's always, like, concerned that she's going to lose everything, end up on the street. So I got that trait from her, and I check my bank statements, my financial investments. I literally check them 3 to 4 times a day minimum just to make sure the numbers are right. I'm checking the S&P. I'm just that guy, you know? I hope that doesn't sound bad. I'm just concerned, and I always want to have a plan. And that's just
That's a full-time job, overtime, thinking about money. At what point, should you be getting a direct deposit from your anxiety? That's a lot.
You're right. I don't know what to say.
Also this morning, let's talk about baby names. Picking a baby name is really hard. Picking a baby name that won't sound weird from the child's mouth is even harder. A speech therapist is going viral, begging parents to steer clear of certain names, all of which are tough for toddlers to say because of R and L sounds. The therapist says to steer clear of names like Rory, Rowan, Aurora, and Laurel. Kids tend to sub those out, those letters, for W's. So Aurora becomes a wawa, a vocal obstacle course, basically. Another one to avoid, they say, is the name Axel. Back-to-back consonants is a mouthful workout for a baby that is still trying to even learn how to chew. Did you ever have a hard time saying your name as a kid?
Julian, no, but I did get my parents did have a nickname for me. They called me Jules. So I don't, maybe they had a hard time saying my name, but that'd be kind of weird because they named me. But I never had an issue.
They're saying it for the kids saying the name, parents. Okay, so what about you, Steph? Did you have a hard time with your name at all?
No. Well, actually, my nephew had a hard time saying my name when he was growing up. My family, they call me Steffi. And he couldn't, for some reason, say Steffi. So he started calling me Feffi. And Feffi was my nickname growing up. And even some of my friends adopted Feffi. And like when I call them, they still have my name as Feffi on their phone.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of our names. Ramon, did you have a hard time saying your own name growing up as a child?
No, I don't believe so. No.
So you weren't Wamon? No. You were just Ramon.
Ramon.
I didn't have an issue with my name, which you would think I would, but it was my brother, same as you, that couldn't say my name. So that's how my whole nickname started, of Mertz, because he couldn't say Mercedes or Mercedes or anything. So he was just saying Mertz. Then everyone just started calling me Mertz.
I
it's
can
so
see
funny.
How Mercedes is hard. That Sadie's part, it could be hard for a child.
That was that was what they called me in school, but at home it was always Mercedes.
Okay, and
so
Mercedes. That's why.
When I finally one day I had the guts to tell my teacher it's Mercedes. And she made the whole class do a whole, it was so embarrassing.
What, like a lesson?
Yeah, she's like, everyone, today we're talking about your friend in our class, Mercedes.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh my God. She's like, everyone say it together, Mercedes. And they're all like, Mercedes. And I'm like, oh my God.
Mercedes in the morning.
Why did I say anything? Finally, this morning, a new survey has found that 22% of people treat their birthday like it is the Met Gala. Do you take your birthday extremely seriously? For Gen Z and millennials, that number jumps to 34%. And it's not really about aging. It's about feeling special. And if you don't show up to someone's party, 12% of people say they will hold it against you. Now, the most birthday-obsessed zodiac signs, Sagittarius, Leo, Libra, Scorpio, and Taurus. That is what they say. I totally disagree with this. I just when it's my birthday, I just try to sink into the bushes and like have no one. I don't know. I feel weird getting the attention.
What do you do on a normal, like on your birthday?
I usually just go out to dinner with my family. I mean, sometimes we'll invite friends to go with us, but I just don't like that attention. It makes me feel awkward. What about you?
Yeah, no, you and I are actually very alike in that respect. I don't like the attention either. I don't like the pressure. I've spent a birthday before with just one friend, with just one really close friend. I've spent it with my family before, but yeah, I'm just like you, just very close. It just makes me very nervous and very like I gotta have a lot of people show up. Otherwise, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that pressure of having a lot of people show up. And I know normally a lot of people like to have a lot of people show up for their birthday. You know what I mean? Traditionally, some people do.
What's weird on this is they say that those are the most birthday obsessed zodiac signs, but the odd part is Leo and Tauruses also show up on the list of the signs that don't care about their birthdays. So basically, they're allowed to be complicated.
Well, I because I'm a Taurus sun and the Leo moon, and in the zodiac, that's what it says. Taurus and Leos don't care, but we like to go all out. So when me and James started dating, we're 10 days apart. So I'm like, oh, we're going to like celebrate our birthdays for the rest of our lives together. So I feel like I don't even have a birthday anymore. It's just me and James's birthday from here until I die.
It's just like a dual birthday. So you have to make it a big one, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you ever look at a celebrity and for whichever reason, they just like bug you. Like you can't explain it, but something about them makes your eye twitch. And Steph, I know you have that exact feeling about this celebrity that we're about to talk about. And to be fair, you're not the only one talking about her this week. Her name is Sydney Sweeney. You probably know her from the show Euphoria. She's been in a bunch of movies, and she just started this new fall denim campaign for American Eagle, and it's causing quite a bit of controversy. It didn't go over very smoothly. These ads feature the line, "Sydney Sweeney has great jeans," spelled, you know, G-E-N-E-S in some versions and J-E-A-N-S in some versions. So this instantly set off a debate. A lot of people are calling it really tone deaf and saying that it's playing into like the old school rhetoric of, oh, being blonde and a blue-eyed woman is good genes. And others say, yeah, this is just overreaction and people are looking for something to be mad about. So now she's trending again, not because of a new role, but because of this ad. And she's clearly having a moment, but she rubs you the wrong way for some reason.
And it's, yes, all of that rubs me the wrong way in the way that the rhetoric of it all. But really what gets me is her voice.
Hold on a second. I think I have the commercial.
Please play it and just tell me if you're annoyed too.
Okay, this is... So I never really analyze this, so I'm going to really sit here and listen to this. Okay.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sweeney has great genes.
Stop! Genes are passed down from parents to offspring. Like, that's how she sounds. And even when she does movies, like... Is this her real voice or is she like playing a role? Because I can't with the way she's jeans are passed down.
You don't think it's sexy?
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring. Like hair color, personality.
It's sexy, you know?
No.
Making me laugh.
Jeans are passed down. Like, clear your voice, girl. Like, enunciate a little bit. You're on television. Stop.
Who keeps hitting this? Oh.
Mercedes, I know that.
It's not me. No, it's not me. He was hitting it. I swear to God.
No, it's a computer error.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Stop hitting it, please. Please.
I'm leaving the studio by here. Sydney Sweeney, one more time.
Not function. You know what's annoying? That VO guy. Sydney Sweeney for blah, blah, blah jeans. That's what I find annoying.
No, it's Sydney Sweeney. Is there a celebrity, though, that you feel like, I don't know what it is about them, but they just get on your nerves?
Mercedes?
I think that, man, I'm trying to think. I like her sometimes, but sometimes she gets on my nerves because I feel like she is so, like, condescending. And it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, sometimes I feel like she just acts like she's so much better than everyone. And I don't know why it drives me crazy, but, like, especially I follow like, her Goop Instagram and stuff. But the way she talks, it's almost like she's talking, like, I feel like I'm 5 years old when she's talking to me at some of these things before, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just so condescending. So I think it would be Gwyneth Paltrow for me.
Are you saying, like, she's almost too regal and she's not aware of it? Like, just... Like talking above the room?
Yes.
Okay.
What about you?
Owen Wilson, for sure. What are your thoughts on him? Something about him in Wedding Crashers. I've seen him in Marley and Me. I just, maybe it's the shaggy hair for me. I just find him really annoying. And it's got nothing to do with his acting ability. I think it's just the way he looks and the shaggy hair. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Adam Sandler could do a better job. I almost think Paul Rudd could do a better job. Maybe I just like him as people.
Yeah.
You know, like his interviews with Fallon. I just can't pinpoint it. You know what I mean? I just can't pinpoint it. Maybe we got a haircut. I think something differently.
It just gets on your nerves. It happens. Who is it for you? The celebrity that just, I don't know what it is about them, but it just does not rub you the wrong way. 702-364-9400. This one is from Carlos. It says, Justin Timberlake. I haven't forgiven him since that Super Bowl. And I don't even remember what year that was.
I think it was 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah. And everything just about him is kind of, yeah, he kind of gets on my nerves now. He just doesn't seem very nice.
It makes me sad because I'm such a huge NSYNC fan. And I've talked about this. Like, I don't think that NSYNC will ever have a reunion with all five of them. Because they did it, the four of them, when they came out for Ari's set at Coachella. But, like, I see the Backstreet Boys and how successful their Sphere residency is. I just don't think NSYNC would ever get to that level because Justin Timberlake, I think he ruined it for everybody.
He kind of did. Dave says, no offense, but The Rock. I'm exhausted. He's in every movie, every gym, every bottle of tequila. Let someone else live. He really is everywhere. You turn your head and there's The Rock again. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, who is the celebrity that just kind of gets on your nerves?
Okay, Mercedes, I talked to you a few weeks ago. So I'm excited to be back on the air with you.
I'm so happy to have you back on the show, Jennifer.
I cannot stand him.
What is it about him? He's kind of got that creepy vibe, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He's kind of got a little bit of a creepy vibe, right?
Yes, it's the creepy vibe and, oh, there's just so much more. He's a great actor, but I just can't stand him. I can't watch him.
There's something very peculiar about him. I don't know how else to explain it. This one is from Travis. It says, I get hives when I see James Corden. I think it's medical at this point. This one says, it's Blake Lively for me. I don't have a reason. I just know I wouldn't want to be stuck next to her on a plane.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can totally
especially
see that.
Especially after all the stuff that happened with the movie stuff. And I feel that
situation. Mm-hmm.
Ramon, what is it for you? Like, who is a celebrity that drives you crazy?
Oh, there's so many. That one text message said The Rock, right?
Yeah.
I'll go with, what's his name? Kevin Hart. He is now annoying. Every movie is terrible now. And it's the same jokes. He plays the same character in every single movie.
Ramon, do you think he's funny? Like, as a comedian, I mean, that's his trade.
When he first came out, yes, not anymore.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Maybe that's part to do with it, the fact that he's everywhere. And I legit don't, I've seen him. I don't think he's that funny.
I love Kevin Hart. Like, why? When he did the roast of Tom Brady, I think he crushed it.
I thought the opposite.
When he first came out, yes. Now he's just annoying.
I just feel like he yells at you a lot.
Yeah,
you
know?
It's all the yelling. That's the problem. The celebrity that makes you absolutely crazy. We'll take some more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and just a couple of minutes with heads up, we've got your tickets to see Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine at T-Mobile Arena. We'll be doing that with heads up in just a few minutes.
And I'm curious, does anyone here happen to have like an unforgettable proposal story? I bring this up because I read this story the other day, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, of this dude that made the news out of the UK. By the way, the number is 702-364-9400. But ladies, he proposed to his girlfriend no less than 43 times.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And what's even crazy about the story is that they're all in really cool environments. It's not like he just did it over dinner. I mean, he did multiple candlelit dinners. He rented out a castle in Prague for one proposal, and the whole time she said no, but it wasn't because she wasn't in love with him. It's because I guess she felt it was too soon. I think one time his first proposal was like 6 months into the relationship, but multiple candlelit dinners, rented out a castle, one time Jamaica, he proposed to her on the beach, and then finally it all came together. I believe 7-8 years into the relationship, he finally proposed for the 43rd time in Greenwich, Southeast London. And she finally said yes. And the first thing I thought to myself was like, this is persistence. Persistence definitely.
Is that persistence or is that a hostage situation? Like, that's a little like, dude, she said no at 10 times. I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe this is not supposed to work out here.
Granted, but she never broke up with him. Like, she never broke up with him. And from everything I read about the story, she does love him, but she just wasn't ready. Maybe it was, 6 months in, that's really soon. 9 months, a year, even like a year and a half, 2 years, the whole time he's proposing, which I totally get what you're saying. It's a little much, but she never broke up with him. She just wasn't ready. These are definitely unforgettable moments. But after 7-8 years in, she finally said yes. So means something, right?
Yeah, I guess it shows that when you know, even if the other person needs 43 reminders of it, you know, that just, it's wild, but I guess it worked. I just, I feel like at some point, if I'm the guy, I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know, 43 times seems a little like on the desperate side, unless this was just like the gimmick, you know?
Yeah. Is there anyone that maybe in your circle of friends that had a proposal story that, you know, that you said to yourself, wow, that's pretty cool. It's pretty unforgettable.
All my friends have just had like the one knee, get down on one knee, kind of propose, nothing really elaborate here. What about you, Steph?
For me, I mean, my friends, same. They were pretty traditional. James and I are very non-traditional in the way we got married. We moved to Connecticut together while we were still boyfriend and girlfriend. He moved there for me for my job. And we just kind of discussed like, hey, there's no one else I'd rather be with. And I want to marry you. And he's like, same. And so there really was no proposal. It was just like, let's get married in our apartment. And that was it.
Okay. So that was like a conversation then.
Yeah, it was a conversation. There was no one knee. There was no engagement ring. There was just a little wedding, and we got married, and then I think 6 years later, he finally got me a wedding ring.
And how many times did he ask you, did you have this discussion? 43 times? Are you going to do some sort of elaborate proposal if that opportunity provides itself?
You know, if you asked me when I was like a little bit younger, I'd be like, nah, I don't want to get married. I don't want to propose to anyone. But now I'm thinking, I think I would like to do something like romantic. I think something like on the, maybe like a beach in Hawaii. I think that'd be dope.
Yeah. Oh, I think people do that all the time. Like beaches in Hawaii. That's like a very romantic place to do something like that.
Right.
For sure.
But just getting the actual confidence in doing it. That's the hardest thing. I got to find someone first.
That's the thing. You should probably find someone before you plan the proposal. Yeah. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play. Heads up. We have your tickets to see Brandy and Monica. The Boy Is Mine tour. It's coming to T-Mobile Arena on November 7th. And you are going when you win heads up. We have two categories left for you to choose from. You pick one. You get six answers in 60 seconds. And when you do that, you are going to the show. Caller 20 plays right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Brittany. You are caller 20. Woo-hoo! Are you ready to play some heads up for Brittany? For Brittany, not Brittany. Brandy and Monica tickets. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Code Red or Rain Check?
Code Red.
Code Red it is. Okay, International Red Shoe Day is tomorrow. Or no, was last Friday. My bad. And these are all things that are the color red, okay?
Okay.
Things that are the color red. We just need 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Ready.
Let's do it.
All right, Brittany, heads up. 60 seconds starts now.
This is what speeds to your house if there is smoke coming from it.
Fire truck.
Yes. This is where you, like, when you see one of these, you have to stop hitting the gas. Oh, I just said stop. Never mind. Okay. This is a fruit and it has a pit in it and they're red and the maraschino.
Cherry.
Yes. This is, it's supposed to be good luck if one lands on you. It's red with black polka dots on it.
What was that?
It's supposed to be good luck if one lands on you. It's red and it has...
Oh, ladybug.
Yes. This is... You roll out this when the celebrities arrive. You roll out the what?
Red carpet.
Yes. This is what the big guy at Christmas time wears. What is he wearing? His what? Santa's what?
His Santa's coat?
It's the whole...
Santa's hat?
Oh, man.
Darn it.
Aww. That was an oddly specific answer. It was Santa's suit. I don't know what to say. And then I screwed up and I said, you have to stop, well, at a stop sign. So the answer is already in that. And that means we only got four. I'm so sorry, Brittany. Man, that should have been easier than it was, but... The good news is you can hang up and call right back as caller 20. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at the T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20, you're going to get these tickets right now. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says, sleep easy friends.
The Prince of Darkness got a proper rock star send-off in his hometown of Birmingham, England yesterday. There we go.
Sorry about that.
Fans packed the streets for Ozzy's funeral procession, and his family showed up in full emotional formation. Sharon was holding it together the best she could. She was joined by Jack, Kelly, Amy, and their stepson Louis at the Black Sabbath Bench Memorial. Everyone wore something that gave a little nod to Ozzy. Sharon had his wedding ring on a chain. Kelly had his signature tinted glasses. Jack wore a cross pin. Amy rocked a bat brooch. And Louis wore a purple skull and crossbones tie. Sharon gave the crowd Ozzy's classic peace sign before leaving. And you could just feel how personal and heartfelt the whole thing was. There was, you know, no pyro, no bats this time, just flowers that spelled Ozzy. And just a real deep love from the fans who saw him as more than just a metal icon.
Yeah, I definitely... I'm with you on that. I was looking at some of the images and definitely breaks my heart. But if anything, I mean, for Ozzy Osbourne fans, I think this is also an opportunity to appreciate him. You know what I mean? This is almost a celebration, if you will. The fact that this dude impacted so many people. I mean, think about it. Like, you know, we live in this world. We got one life and he's made an imprint in so many people's lives. So, you know, I think that we should definitely, Ozzy Osbourne fans should definitely take that away as well.
For sure. Also this morning, football is back. The NFL preseason kicks off tonight with the Detroit Lions taking on the Los Angeles Chargers in the Hall of Fame game. Now, both teams had playoff runs last season. They're hoping to carry that momentum into this year. The game is in Canton, Ohio. It starts at 5 o'clock our time on NBC and Peacock. Consider this your official excuse to cancel your plans and yell at the TV again. Also happening this weekend is the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So you can expect to see Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, and Antonio Gates get their gold jackets and have their names forever carved into football history.
When are your Broncos playing?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't looked at the schedule.
I think they play on Saturday, Mercedes.
Do they?
I believe so.
Thank you. I haven't seen that. I'm trying to put together my fantasy football team who I'm going to keep as my keeper this year. I'm doing all my research. I'm even looking at the magazines, the fantasy football draft magazines, like trying to be strategic. I'm going to win my fantasy football league this year.
Don't judge me. I've never played it. I can't even tell you actually how it works out. Steph, Mercedes,
I wouldn't beat myself
never
up
either. No.
I don't think a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't play it, but to me, it's my favorite part about football season. It's just the draft. We have a little draft party online, and everyone is talking smack to each other. It's just so much fun.
My favorite part of the football season is either when the Chargers play the Broncos or Chargers play the Raiders, so I can smack talk Ramon and Mercedes at the same time.
Well, you and I don't really smack talk. We're always like, well, good luck.
I hope your team wins. No, I hope your team wins. Like, not even competitive at all.
Who is this with, though? Who are you playing with? This fantasy football.
Oh, she doesn't play
fantasy.
I don't play.
I've never played.
With friends, just friends that we invite to be in the league and stuff like that. Like my husband's in our league. Both my daughters are in the league. We have one of our doctors is in our league.
Really?
Some of my coworkers are in the league. Yeah, we just invite people. It's $50 a person and you can win some big money at the end of the year.
Is there any drama?
There was drama 1 year. And I'll tell you what happened. There was a husband and a wife who were separately in the league, and the wife had a chance to go to the playoffs, but she needed to win her last game. Well, coincidentally, she was playing her husband in the last game. And guess what? He forgot to set his lineup.
Sure.
So she just creamed him. If he would have set his lineup, he would have beat her, just considering the people that he had on his team. And we're like, that's collusion. Like, yes. That, and then he's like, no, I swear I didn't do it. We're like, yeah, right. So that was actually kind of some drama. And then they dropped out the next year.
I was going to ask, did someone get kicked out?
No, we didn't kick them out, but they dropped out. And we're like,
Did they end up winning, though?
No, well, she got in the playoffs, but then she lost the first round.
Ah,
so
karma,
I was like,
baby.
That's what I said, karma. All right, finally this morning, a new poll asked Americans how they feel about lovey-dovey pet names. And it turns out, We are still knee-deep in our babe era. Babe is the most used term of endearment in the country right now. This is according to YouGov. 20% of people use it, and it's really popular with millennials who say it in like that casual, hey, babe, can you grab my phone kind of tone. Honey is up there. 13% of people overall use them, but mostly it's said by older people. Baby is on there, sweetheart and love. Dear, boo, bae, darling, all some of the most popular pet names.
What are your pet names? I have to ask you too.
I think I just call my husband babe, but I don't do it that often. I'm like, hey, babe, or something like that. Or if we're talking on the phone, I think it's babe. Yeah.
How about bae? No?
No, that bae? No,
yeah. You don't remember when people used to
2008 again?
Yeah.
I just think that's so cringe when people call each other bae. But I have a family member who calls their husband now sweetheart, and I don't know why. I mean, it's sweet, but no, when I hear it in person, sweetheart, can you grab me the coffee next to you? Like, I don't know why. Steph, it makes me cringe.
That's classic, though. That's a classic thing you say to your partner, sweetheart.
I've never called James my sweetheart.
What do you call him?
Just babe.
Okay, so you two are in agreement. Babe, how about this? I'm gonna throw one in. Okay, what about Boo Boo Bear?
What?
Yeah.
Who do you call Boo Boo Bear? Well, don't you call your guy friends that, right?
No. That's Baby Boy.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you have pet names for your guy friends. Look at you, Boo Boo Bear and Baby Boy.
Yeah, don't say that too loud. But yeah, Boo Boo Bear, what about this? Booster Bear.
Where are you getting these names from?
I make it up. It's awesome, right?
No, it is not awesome. I would never call James my booster bear.
It sounds like he just got his shots for the year. He's got his booster. Congratulations. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Everyone is still talking about the Backstreet Boys Sphere residency right now. I feel like every celebrity is flying into Vegas just to see it. It's bringing back like all the fangirl memories, like the deep cut ones. And I went last week and I still haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It was such a good show.
I love these posts that I'm seeing of all the celebrities. Like, I've seen Usher, I've seen Post Malone, and my favorite celebrity that I've seen so far right now is Brenda Song.
Oh my gosh. She went so hard at that concert.
You can see people, like the fans, not only recording the show, but also Brenda Song in the audience. And it's so funny because she's out there dancing. She's doing the dance. And it even says as a caption, London Tipton is still doing well and okay.
I love it.
And it just reminded me, I was stalking her on Instagram and I can see the post of her with the Backstreet Boys. And she posted the cutest caption. I didn't even know that she was this big of a fan, but she said in her caption that the Backstreet Boys debut album was her first CD at the age of 9 years old.
She is an old school fan.
She said she's been a devoted fan since, and that this is what got me. Her first AIM screen name was BSB Rocks. With an X.
Like, that is so AIM. BSB Rocks.
That's cool that was available too.
Right. Well, This is the thing. It kind of reminds me of back in the day. Were you ever such like a super fan of an artist or a sports team or anything that you actually had it like in your screen name or in your email address?
Yes. My AIM screen name was Yanks Diva.
Yanks
for the Yankees.
Diva.
The New York Yankees. I was obsessed. I still am obsessed. And apparently I thought I was like their glamorous unofficial mascot. So I was Yanks Diva in my butterfly clips with my lip gloss on, looking all cool.
I imagine Mercedes' profile picture is like a picture of her jersey and it's bejeweled. Yanks Diva.
It's so cringy now to think about it. I'm so embarrassed.
I think it's cool. Is it spelled Y-A-N-X or Y-A-N-K-S?
K-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. How
Yanks
about you?
Diva.
Do you all remember a group called Jane's Addiction?
Yes.
They're kind of, you do? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're kind of like this pop punk group, and mine was Jane's Addiction. I don't remember the number, but it was some super long number because that's all that's all they had. 3670189, and that was my AOL. And yeah.
The number was how did that have to do with Jane's Addiction?
No, it was that's all I thought of. So it's just Jane's Addiction, and then I just made up a bunch of numbers.
The number. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was such a huge NSYNC fan that I'm so embarrassed to say it, but my AIM scream name was Mrs. Timberlake 27.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Mrs. Timberlake 27. And I remember I would barely go on it because I was so, not embarrassed, but like I felt like people were going to make fun of me. So I changed it to HH Dancer 27.
I can almost promise you, you're not the only Mrs. Timberlake. Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe a different number. But
I just want to tell you right now, Jessica Biel's on the phone. She's not happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.